Hi, Bruce Pratt here with Ben Barr, Maine men's hockey coach. As we get ready for Maine to return to the ice this weekend, you head down to first to play Northeast and then over to play UMass. And I was wondering, since you had a bye week, does that allow you a little bit more time to prepare for two teams when you're not seeing the same team both nights?
Honestly, we hadn't talked about, you know, last week we were just kind of worrying about ourselves, and you know, it's easy to like overcoach things and probably try to, you know, think about those, but no, we don't. We're preparing for Northeastern and on Friday, and then you know, we'll be prepared obviously as a staff to show our stuff that we need to show on Saturday morning. But for us, it's just about really fixing some things within what we're trying to do.
Yeah. As you have been saying since the beginning of the season, this is an awfully competitive league. We saw number one and number two in the nation, and number two, BC, takes down number one in a home and home. Two really exciting hockey games, some great play. And then I think what it does is it energizes the whole league. It makes everybody believe they can win. Northeastern struggled early. They're certainly playing better. UMass always tough at home. When you look forward to these two games, what do you expect to be the biggest challenges?
The challenge is going on the road and trying to win a Hockey East game. Like Northeastern's a fantastic team. They've had a ton of injuries this year. They got everyone back now. They're playing great. They're one of the most talented teams in our conference. So, as you know, then that'll be the same at UMass on Saturday. So for us, it's like going on the road. We have to be really precise in what we're doing, you know, in everything. You know, we can't go down there and just try to score more goals than them. We have to be detailed and mentally locked in with everything that we do. And that's the only way you have a chance on the road. We saw it a couple weeks ago at UConn. It shut out the second night. And it's not that we played terrible. We just were off on a couple things, and you lose. And that's going to be the same every night the rest of the way.
I happened to run into Coach Michaud and Donovan Hoole and some others the other day when I was watching the women's team take off for their road trip. One of the things that Alfie said that I thought was so interesting is it's been a long time since everybody in this team's had to compete for their spot. And I've got to believe that has made a difference.
Yeah, well, especially now, you know, Nolan Renwick and Grayson Arnott are healthy and available. So,
yeah.
We haven't had that all year. You know, there's always been two or three guys out. Aiden Carney is pretty healthy right now. He's probably available. So it really makes, you know, all of us every day be better. And, you know, and that's uncomfortable sometimes as a coach and as a player where you know that you're fighting every day. But that also is what, you know, brings out the competitiveness in everybody and hopefully makes our team better. And that's... you know, that's our message to our guys going forward here. Like every day we practice, every game, we have to perform, you know, and if we don't, obviously the results aren't going to be there, and, you know, and then our playing time isn't going to be there. And that's a beautiful thing in our world when you get to a point like that.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, that's what the great teams have. The teams that are scuffling have to put the same people out every day, no matter what. The question that people always ask me, and I think I know your answer is: does it make a difference playing on the big sheet or the regular sheet?
It's different, but hopefully it doesn't make a difference. It makes a difference if you let it make a difference. We won't talk about it. Right. You know, we're not going to have a chance to. You know, Northeastern's rink's a little bigger. We'll have a chance to skate there Thursday. You know, Friday UMass's rink is probably the biggest in our league now. You know, so we're not going to have a chance to go out there and really do it. You know, we're not going to get there till 12, 1 in the morning on Friday or Saturday morning. So go out and play, and whoever does what they do better is going to win.
That sounds good. You've always said that you build your team from the goalie out, and with the addition of with getting Arnott back and maybe getting Carney back, you've got a chance to do that even better. But you got two goalies that are playing well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody, again, everyone's earning their spot every day, and that's this is not a slight on anybody. It's not. It's just the reality of where we're at. And you know, some injuries are unfortunate, and you know, but now you know those guys come back. They have to earn their way back in, and then the guys that are playing have to earn their way to keep their spots. And you know, we don't have anybody in our locker room that can't add value to what we're doing. And you know, and they know that, and they know that every day we go out there is another chance to prove themselves, and every game is a chance to get better. And you know, as long as we keep those things in our minds, we'll be okay, and just keep going day by day.
Well, Coach, good luck this weekend. Can't wait to see the team back at the Alphonse, and have a great trip.
Thanks, Bruce.
All right, thank you.